If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Another season ends comes with another semi-confusing press conference from Arturis Karnisova, and while he was very clear on the direction that this team is going, if you're expecting major changes or a trade for a star, AK let you down. We're going to get into all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. And I'm going to start off with all the details that come out of the season-ending press conferences from AK. We got to hear from Josh Giddey, Lonzo Ball, Nikola Vucevic, Kobe White, even a little bit of Io from Io DeSumo, right? So we went live after, but we're going to kind of recap everything here. And to start, the first one is the Bulls will not be jump-starting their timeline, right? We had this direct quote from Arturis Karnisova: "Have full confidence in our staff regardless of what we're picking. I think we can always find value. Watching what Modest has done and his progression during the year, that gives you hope. And again, the way I defined it, the way we want to build is young players with experience. You project before the year that we're going to have 28 wins, and we had 29. So obviously this group knows expectations are going to be higher next year, and I think they're going to be ready for it," right? He did say this: "I wouldn't put any limitations on this roster. The way that Josh Giddey and Kobe White are playing, we're constantly looking at ways to improve." The reason why I wanted to start this off, right, is that already from around the end of the season to, of course, leading into the playing game, there have been a lot of Bulls fans, a lot of kind of noise around the Chicago Bulls, right? The Bulls could possibly trade for Sabonis. The Bulls should trade for X player. Don't even get me started on the Giannis Antetokounmpo things, which are taken from a clip that got taken way out of context, right? But ultimately, like, a lot of Bulls fans were hoping that with the way that this team played, even my own co-host over on Locked On Bulls, right, talking about that the Bulls said he thought the Bulls should trade for KD. But, you know, thinking that, hey, well, now that this team has shown over the second half of the season, let's go in and make a big move. Let's make a big swing. AK was very clear, right, that they're going to stick to their timeline and they're planning for the summer of 2026. I've been saying that here for a while, and that's not even to toot my own horn, but that's just when it makes sense, right? Like, from the way that Kobe and Josh Giddey played over the last month and a half, 2 months of the season, right, that it's natural to want to wait and see, all right, how much of that is going to be legitimate if we're starting off the season with these guys in the same role with the same expectations? How much of how we finish that season is going to be who and what these players are? And I think that plays a large role into that as well, right? You got to give a contract extension to Josh Giddey this summer if he's going to be on the roster next year, right? Kobe White's coming up for a contract extension at the end of next year, right? And even if you do extend both those guys, even with Io DeSumo, who's also pending next year, who will get more on him and his injury and where he is in his rehab. As you get closer to that as well, you're also seeing another player who's ready for a contract extension, right? But with all those guys still up for deals, the Bulls still have tremendous cap flexibility to try to take advantage of players that could be out there on the market at that point in time. And this year's free agent class isn't that great. Right now, with AK saying that they're always looking at ways to improve, that does lean towards maybe there's some flexibility if somebody they don't expect comes available, things like that, right? But when you look at the summer of 2026, That's when you're looking at guys to really be available and on the market again, potentially that you can add to this team that could make some sense as far as with your timeline and all that as well. And that's what the Bulls really are going to hope for and see if that's playing a part into that, right? So the Bulls, listen, I get it that it's not the most enticing plan. I get it, it's not the most exciting plan. It's really good to speculate and hope your team's going to make a move for a big guy, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really seem like that's going to be the route that this team goes unless something unexpected happens between now and then, which doesn't really look likely, right? Now, you know, players that could be available around that time period, Derek Lively, right, is one that I think a lot of Bulls fans could look at and say could fit this team and what is going. Jaren Jackson Jr., another player that could fit this team. Again, it's a lot of ifs, but those ifs become a little bit more of possibilities if you have these guys that are also locked in and your young players that are on your team and they're coming off another season proving. If Josh Giddey plays all of next season like he played, and even Josh Giddey, a great quote from him over this was, who he finished the season as is more like him, right? He said that, you know, coming into a new situation, part of the Josh Giddey press conference, coming into a new team, he was trying to fit in. You know, you had the things going on there. He was coming back from the injury, those type of things. And who he played since February is more like who he's going to be for this Bulls franchise. Now, if that's true, you got your one, right? So, you know, that's something that you're looking at. But, you know, you're hoping that, again, you're making your timeline a little bit more clear. And I think Arturis Karnisova was very clear on that that's the part that they're really trying to bet on there. You're not trying to all of a sudden jumpstart their franchise, but their timeline. Another thing that came out in this, though, and great question asked by Joe Cowley, is why are the Bulls seemingly afraid to get bad for a short term, to get more draft picks, get in the top five? And AK basically said that that's not how they do things there, right? Like, if you're hoping for a jumpstart of the timeline by the Bulls making a move for a star this summer, that's not happening. If you're hoping that the Bulls are going to do something different than they did this year, and get worse and try to maximize their chance for a top five pick next year, they're not doing that either. They've picked their timeline with this young vets thing that they have going on here, young players with experience, and that's how they're betting on forging going forward, as well as development internally from those guys that are already on the roster. Another one in the Wynton Mahorn special, segment of the show, Billy Donovan's job is safe for now, right? AK talked about how happy he was with Billy Donovan and how much he wanted Billy Donovan to be a part of the process. And he likes the job that Billy Donovan has done with his team. He loves the way that he's gotten the guys all on the same page, that he's kept them from distractions amongst contract disputes, things like that. The change of play style and pace and changing their shot profile, which was a big buzzword for them at the end of last season. AK is happy with all of that. And that's not a shock. Right. I wish I could say that I was surprised to hear that AK was happy with the job that Billy Donovan has done, but I'm not. And you guys shouldn't be either. Like, I know there are going to be some people up in arms about it, and I expect long comments in the comment section from both Wynton and JDH. But, you know, when it comes down to it, that's not the way that AK views it. I'm not saying anybody's wrong for viewing this as an offseason where the Bulls should at least entertain the possibility of pursuing a Taylor Jenkins. Mike Malone, I'm not as high on, but even a Mike Malone, right? And the Bulls are seemingly content right now with going forward and letting Billy Donovan play out the last year of his contract. But I will not expect very much drama around the Chicago Bulls coaching position this upcoming offseason. You may hear some rumors or things like that that could pop up. But internally in the Chicago Bulls, seems like Billy Donovan is about as safe can be. And, you know, that I've had my thoughts on that. I continue to have my thoughts on it about what should happen there. But at the end of the day, like, it's not something that any of us control. And I know that sucks to say, right? Because you want your fan base to kind of have more of a pulse, a feel for the pulse of your franchise, to have more of a feel of the pulse of the fan base. But AK and Eversley don't care about that. They care about the direction. They care about the players that they're tied to. They care about their coaches. And we'll see where that comes out of, right? Like, I'll say this. Billy Donovan did do some things solidly. And I'm not going to act like it. I'm not somebody who it either has to be all bad or either has to be all good. Two things can be true at the same time. Billy Donovan did some good things from a coaching perspective last year. He did, especially at the end of the year, the changing the to a more modern style, practicing with the 22nd shot clock in the offseason. All that did help this Bulls team this season, right? And that could be true. You don't have to try to make that seem like it's not true, but it can still also be true that Billy Donovan is not going to be that guy to probably get you over the hump. But I don't think the Bulls right now are worried about getting over that hump. Now, that's its own concern for its own time. I'm not going to say that we'll talk about some of that over the course of the offseason. But as it stands right now, the Bulls are happy with the job that Billy Donovan has done. They are content with what he's done with this team from a development aspect and also from a stylistic aspect and dealing with the noise around the team, right? Towing that company line, I think, is a big thing that Billy Donovan has done that this front office loves, right? He doesn't cause any drama, even throughout the tanking debate and roster trades debate. He was a guy that was constantly saying, no, I want to, Zach LaVine's here. Like, he's a Bull. I look forward to coaching Zach LaVine. So, having that, I guess, is something that, is what it is, right? But at the end of the day, it just comes down to this front office, regardless of how we feel or anything like that. They're still tied in to Billy Donovan. And that just is what it is, man. But that's what it comes down to. And we'll see what the future does hold for this team when it comes down to that. And overall, we'll see. We'll see. Like, I hope that at some point, AK wakes up to what we've all seen. And that is that Billy Donovan ain't that guy. Like, he's just like, don't get me wrong. Billy Donovan is solid in some areas. What turning the defense over to Wes Unseld. Wes Unseld did a really great job when you look at the individual defenders that we have on this team and the ones that we did have were healthy or had disappointing seasons, like Patrick Williams. Lonzo and Io weren't healthy for large parts of this season. You got those things, but we'll see what the future holds. I'll just leave it at that. Next up, Coby White and Josh Giddey are absolutely part of the Bulls' future plans for now. Like, I think I'll do that for now on because the players have some control over that. But Coby White in his presser did talk about the fact that he is happy in Chicago. He loves Chicago. He loves the franchise. He loves the people of Chicago. And that he hasn't really put a lot of thought into unrestricted free agency yet. Now, if that thought does come around, or when that thought comes around, maybe that starts changing some perspective. We'll wait and see on that one. But it stands right now that Coby White seems happy in Chicago. He doesn't seem like free agency is something that's usually looming over his head. Usually that points to confidence. And like we said multiple times, like he's going to have to go through unrestricted free agency if he wants the most money. But the way that Coby did speak in his presser almost kind of felt like it left the door open in a way to the possibility that he does sign an extension rather than go through unrestricted free agency. But again, that may just be him in the way that he communicated that. It didn't really convey the actual situation, but we'll end up seeing there. But AK also definitely wants Josh Giddey's part of this future. And I think with them holding the restricted free agency, that's going to be something that definitely, that plays into their hands. Josh Giddey, for what it's worth, said this: at the start of the season, I felt like I couldn't get going and was trying too hard to fit in and please everyone. Post trade deadline, I started to play freely and be me. We as a team found another gear post trade deadline. And I think that's great, right? I think that's going to be something that's one of the biggest questions this offseason, much like with Coby last year, right? Is that how much of that is going to maintain into next season? Because now you're coming into next season, you're going to have all those point guard duties. You're going to be 1A, 1B, however you want to look at it with Coby White and the dynamic that you guys figured out there towards the end of the season. How much of that is going to maintain into a full season? All those questions are going to be there. Coby White said this in regards to the fit with him and Modest. And Josh, he said this: I think I fit well with them. I think for the most part, I do. Both of those guys only want to win, and so that makes it easy to play with them. Giddey, obviously very unselfish, high IQ for the game, great feel for the game. Obviously seeing what he did once he got his feet set, once he got comfortable, and then like I always say for Modest, the sky's the limit for him. He continues to get better. He wants to get better. So I think as long as we keep getting better, trust in the process, we have great relationships off the court as well, so that always helps. But I feel like if we continue to get better, continue to climb the mountain together, I think as a whole, we have a chance. That sounds like a player that's bought in, at least for now, right? So we'll see how that continues to develop for this team as well. But those are the three pieces right now that you're looking at as those are the pieces that you want to see develop the most. That those are the pieces that you want to see what they're going to turn into, because that's going to help raise the ceiling truly of your franchise and get you to a point that you want to get to. So we'll see what happens there. But add into that the draft pick of this year. The Bulls have all their own first round picks. And we'll see what the future does hold for this team. Last part to really come out of this, Ayo Dosunmu and Lonzo Ball and Josh Giddey in their injury update. So as far as Ayo Dosunmu, he got the brace off his shoulder. You know, they're looking at about a 6-week timeline for him before, as far as that rehab process. Ayo said that he plans to go back to 5-on-5 right now in August. So that kind of clears the path for him to be fully healthy by the start of the season, right? He's going to have a full training camp. The offseason may not be as integrated as what it was before with that rehab process, but and not able to do 5-on-5s until August. That's 4 months, right? But we'll see what the future holds there. But overall, Ayo seems very, very confident that he's going to have a full offseason, which is really good. Lonzo as well. Lonzo was very honest. He talked about the fact that he did lose some athleticism with the knee surgery, and that affected his jump shot, and that he's going to have the closest thing to a normal offseason as what he could have. No surgery is going to be needed for the wrist. It's going to continue to heal over time, but he's going to have a full offseason. The first one in Lonzo in a long time for Lonzo as far as an actual semblance of a normal offseason. I think that's going to be good to see for Lonzo, how he comes back. And, you know, I love that he did point out the fact that he did lose some athleticism, and that affected the lift that he got on the jump shot, because that was the part of Lonzo's game that really wasn't what we've typically seen from Lonzo. The defense, the activity, the passing, the basketball IQ on both sides of the ball, all that was Lonzo Ball. That jump shot was a bit rough at times, and he didn't shoot the ball overly effectively. And so because of that, if that's the thing that he needs to adjust to, I'm really excited for him to have a season where he could just focus on that rather than rehabbing a long time from an injury, and we'll see what we have there. As far as Josh Giddey said that his hand injury just heals with time. No surgery or nothing needed there. He did say that he was going to get on a plane back home last night, so he's probably about two-thirds of the way through that flight at this point, 15-hour flight. So we'll see what the future holds for Josh Giddey there. And, you know, you want Josh Giddey. He didn't have a full offseason last year either, and you really want him to be able to have that. Now, let's see how Josh Giddey can start off the season. Nikola Vucevic also was interviewed in the presser as well, and Vooch basically said this. He wants to be on a team that he feels like he's playing and fighting for something that he can win for. Is that the Chicago Bulls? Is that not? We'll see. I do think his comments kind of left the door open a little bit for, you know, maybe he does want to go out here, but of course he's not going to come out on the season in the presser. But like, yeah, I told him I want to get up out of here. Bryce probably won't see me media day next year, but I think we'll see how those things continue to go for Vooch. I do expect Vooch to be shopped this offseason, and if the Bulls can find a really good deal for him, he's probably going to be on his way, and we'll see what the future does hold for that. With that said, though, the Bulls, tonight is the last playing games, right? And Bulls fans should be cheering hard for the Dallas Mavericks and the Miami Heat. If both the Heat and the Mavericks win tonight, that actually pushes the Chicago Bulls for right now being 13th in the lottery standings up to 11th in the lottery standings if both those teams win. Now, you guys know, I wasn't watching lottery odds a lot while I was watching it, but I wasn't one that, hey, the Bulls need to do this for the lottery pick to be that. Like, this now is out of our control. Like, the season's in. The Bulls don't have to win or lose in this case. And if both the Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks win tonight, that pushes them up and gives them higher odds. As it stands right now, right, the Bulls would have a 1.2% chance at the number one overall pick and a 5.7% chance to move into the top four. If Miami and Dallas wins, the odds in the top four go up to 9.4%, and the odds of the number one overall pick go up to 2%. Either way, we're going to need some lottery luck, but I mean, why not get some help if we can? And I think that the Miami Heat have a really good opportunity to beat the Atlanta Hawks. The Dallas Mavericks, that one could be a little bit different, right? And so we'll see what happens with that. This is a Mavericks team that I don't really know how to feel about. Like, again, if Anthony Davis goes off, Klay Thompson goes off, things like that, we'll see what the future does hold there. But, you know, overall, the Memphis Grizzlies should be the better team. But then again, the Memphis Grizzlies haven't necessarily played up to their level that you would expect them to all season. So it's going to be like, it's going to add some interest there, I would say. And also, we may be live doing a watch party over on NBA Central today for these games. I'm going to get with the guys and see how they feel. one of not both the games. I don't know if I could get both guys to sit for 6 hours watching basketball for both the games. But if you go over to NBA Central, the link to that is in the description. We got all the links to the channels there. If you go over to NBA Central, there's a pretty good chance that you'll get some type of content there tonight in a watch party, and we'll see what the future does hold there. We'll also be doing watch parties for some of the marquee games over the course of the season, so keep a lookout over there for us as we're trying to grow that channel as well. Now, with that said, we talked about what's coming this offseason for the Bulls. Let's talk about what's coming with the offseason for the channel, right? One thing that I don't do a good job at is kind of letting everybody know what's coming, because I've been doing this for the same, but we grew a lot this season, right? And so for all the people that are new to Chicago Bulls Central and wondering, okay, what's happening in the offseason, whether you're a podcast subscriber or you're a YouTube watcher, basically what you can expect to happen is business as usual around here. We're going to stay daily. I'm already starting to plan content for next week, which I'm going to start my player grades. I'm going to start putting up over the course of the weekend polls for grades on how you grade each of the Bulls players. I'll incorporate that into those respective episodes. We're, of course, going to start off with Josh Giddey, Kobe White, Malice Bouzillis, and then we'll make our way through each one of the players, and we'll incorporate that after that, right? We'll probably have a week or so of that. After that, we're going to heavily start the draft process, right? I'll start getting a list of my favorite prospects. Underrated prospects is probably where we'll start with those. And then after the draft lottery, when we know where the Bulls are going to pick, that's when we'll start doing position by position breakdowns, right? Point the best guards available for the Bulls, the best shooting guards expected to be available in the Bulls range, the best forwards and centers. So we'll start doing breakouts of that, right? And the content doesn't stop around here. And as things like the draft combine happen, the draft lottery happens, of course, the NBA draft, we'll start picking back up. Free agency will be back. The episodes may be shorter over the course of the summer, but they won't stop. You'll still be getting daily episodes even over the summer. And I want to hear from you guys. If you got any thoughts, any feelings on the team, any rumors you want to talk about, any potential free agent candidates, please call in. That's why we have the voicemail line. You guys are hugely important, especially all season long, but especially in the offseason as well, because this is your opportunity to where the focus can be on your guys' thoughts rather than what the team is just doing on the court. But that's my thought process. That's how I wanted to finish this episode. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullscentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We're the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. But that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.